Project Esther is a 44-page blueprint to silencing dissent against the state of Israel and quashing activism for Palestinian human rights. It contains a list of recommendations, including limiting academic curriculum, discrediting professors, and deporting dissidents. All key actions the Trump administration has already taken. Its authors are from the Heritage Foundation, the conservative right-wing think tank behind Project 2025. The blueprint to a theocratic state the Trump administration also appears to be carrying out.
Project Esther uses terms HSN, Hamas Support Network, and HSO, Hamas Support Organization, to rebrand what they call the so-called pro-Palestinian movement. That includes groups that have organized pro-Palestinian protests, such as Jewish Voice for Peace.
New York Times investigative reporter Katie Baker spoke about her expose in this video created by the media outlet.
President Trump's administration and Republicans have called for actions that appear to mirror over half of the goals outlined in Project Esther, like purging what they call propaganda from curricula that targeted faculty and staff are fired, and deporting some pro-Palestinian advocates from the U.S. Since President Trump took office, his administration has blocked billions of dollars in federal funding from universities. They've moved to deport pro-Palestinian activists and revoke their visas. And they've started monitoring online social media content of immigrants for anti-Semitism.
Project Esther was primarily written by Christian conservatives, not Jewish people or organizations. The report outlines Project Esther's focus is on progressive groups rather than right-wing anti-Semitic racist groups, suggesting conservatives and right-wing Christians are using anti-Semitism as a cover for dismantling the progressive movement. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Christina Onnestad.